Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1422, Decision Fatigue, The Point System, by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with my commentary at the end. Now, today's article is actually a perfect continuation for what we were talking about on Thursday's episode. That was episode 1420. On Thursday's episode, I gave the example of parole judges being less likely to grant parole to prison inmates when they're hungry. Now, another phenomenon is common with roles like these, decision fatigue, which is something today's author, Brett, is going to discuss. So with that, let's jump right in and hear today's post as we optimize your life. Decision Fatigue, The Point System, by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. I constantly hear that everyone is quote-unquote busy. To me, busy means we are not in control of our time. There is a difference between having a lot on your plate and being quote-unquote too busy. When someone says, I'm too busy to, or I don't have time to, what they are really saying is all of the other things in their day, week, month, or life have a higher value than whatever they are too busy to do. If you are studying for a large exam, you may be too busy to sleep. If you have a large project due, you may not have time to work out. But we all have 24 hours in the day. We most likely allocate our time according to whatever we feel is important. But what we should be doing is making time for what adds the largest benefit to our happiness at the end of each day. This is where the best day ever mindset stems from. If you can arrange your day to increase happiness more than yesterday, today is better than yesterday, and you are always having the best day ever. Let's review the point system. At the beginning of each day, we start with a certain number of decision points. Every decision we make, whether it be what shoes to wear, or whether we should buy an apartment or rent next year, takes up a certain number of points. Smaller decisions, like coffee or tea, use fewer points, but still count towards the total. Big decisions, like should you sell your company, take up a lot of points. At the end of a day filled with lots of big decisions, you may feel physically fatigued. You are tired. You just want to watch TV. You want to fall asleep on the couch. There's no energy left in the tank to lay out your clothes for tomorrow or prepare for that big meeting or even play with your kids. This is decision fatigue. You did not do anything physical in nature to feel tired, yet the mental fatigue can feel just as draining. You have become tired because the gas tank in your brain has been emptied. You drained all of your points and need to sleep to reboot? What if you could always have enough points at the end of the day to work out, make dinner, volunteer, or do something nice for a loved one? We've created conditions that lead to mental overload, where we become so exhausted from thought. If you ask a farmer or construction worker their idea of exhaustion, they may say it's a feeling induced by physical labor, which is drastically different than the mental fatigue a desk-bound worker might experience. Regardless, decision fatigue may make us feel tired, sick, and beat at the end of a long day. It's now time to make the most out of your day. How about we leave work or school and be excited for the second half of the day? The million-dollar question: how do I optimize my points and make efficient decisions? Optimizing your points. The first step is to start with a pre-bedtime and morning routine. If we have a similar routine to start each day, our decisions are already made in advance. No additional brain power necessary. We won't use unnecessary points in the morning, which we can then recycle into the back half of the day. Organization. Lay out your clothes the night before. Leave your keys by the door next to your wallet. Set your alarm to the optimal time. And please don't hit the snooze button, no matter how tempting. This way, you have cut out all risk for forgetting something, which would usually cause you to feel rushed, and allows you to focus on your bigger decisions ahead. No points will be used looking for something or snoozing too long. This step frees up points for later in the day. Breakfast. Like your morning omelet? Chop the vegetables the night before. Oatmeal your go-to? Have the cup and spoon ready. More of a smoothie person? Have the greens and fruit prepped in the fridge the night before. You don't have to use any points in the morning to prepare your meal or think about what you are craving at that time. Everything is set out. You start the day off in a healthy way. You fuel yourself physically with the proper start, and you do so without wasting any points. Pack your lunch. Does something like this sound familiar? Hunger strikes mid-morning, between your healthy breakfast and lunch. You forgot to pack a snack, and also didn't pack a lunch. One person starts talking about where to get lunch or what to get from the cafeteria, and your mind begins to wander. From 10 to 11:30 a.m., you spend half your time working and the other half looking at menus or chatting about where to eat. Will it be Chipotle for the fourth time this week? You walk or drive, wait in line, and finally eat too quickly because of your next meeting, and you're immediately back to the grind. Most likely, this meal was not the best choice because you were rushed and did not make time to pick the healthiest option. You ended up using a lot of points that morning, and now you're tired for two reasons: what you ate, and all the thought that went into choosing what to eat. But let's rewind. You make your lunch the night before. It's a colorful salad with kale, quinoa, blueberries, goji berries, sauteed chicken, cucumber, and mixed peppers, dressed with homemade olive oil and lemon zest. This thing is awesome. Now, while all your friends or coworkers are using important points thinking about lunch and taking time to get it, yours is in the fridge, ready to rock. You are able to enjoy the meal, take your time, eat healthy, and have energy when you're done. You have used 0 points. After lunch, you have energy and are thinking with a clear mind. Incorporating these 3 tips to your pre-bed and morning routine will add back points to your day. Now that important meeting you have scheduled at 3 p.m. will be approached with more mental and physical capacity to perform better. The first half of the day is done, and you can enjoy the rest with a spin class, book club meeting, hitting the driving range, or hitting the basketball court, and making a great meal for dinner. Removing this mental fatigue gives you the ability to do more with your day. It frees up your schedule and provides more open time to relax and align your true priorities. Instead of being tired and feeling stressed, you have a new sense of awareness for what is important. You lose that too busy feeling and are able to find more freedom within your life. Now that you have more time and do not feel rushed, the personal growth opportunities are endless. We all have 24 hours in a day. Use them wisely. Live better. You just listened to the post titled Decision Fatigue, The Point System by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Lately, I've been listening to a book titled The One Thing by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. In the book, the authors make a strong argument for decision fatigue. In fact, the title of the book, The One Thing, alludes to the idea that we should focus on just that one thing we want to accomplish each day. Think about your goals and focus on that one thing that stands between you and achieving them. They say dedicate your time and attention to this one thing, not all of the other potential distractions that pop up along the way. This is because if we start using up our decision points, as Brett said in today's article, then we won't have any left for the things that actually matter to us the most. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time. And don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.